I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to welcome a fantastic person on the podcast there. We were just having a chat and he was just saying one of his mottos he lives by is go big or go home. And I like that mentality, this proper big thinking, American thinking that we need to have here. So I'm just going to go through what I've been told by Dana. So Dana Derricks is our guest today, and he is the number one Amazon listing optimizer on the planet, which is no small claim. He's got a wonderful book, which is the Amazon Listing Optimization Secrets Workbook, which hopefully you can see here, which is a colorful tome and full of incredible stuff. Been reading it cover to cover, as you can see already. So Dana, welcome to the show. Fantastic to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate you having me.
Yeah, well, you know, let's hope we can go big enough to keep you for 10 seconds. I'm just going to go through the lists and lists of questions I got for you here, because I think it's a really important topic, Amazon copywriting specifically. Everyone talks about listings, but not many people talk about the words and the really precision use of the words. And I know that's your massive expertise. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. If you sell on Amazon, just tell me a bit about yourself as an Amazon seller. First of all, your background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started copywriting for clients a number of years ago. So I was doing like stuff off of Amazon, and then I started working with an Amazon seller, and he was doing about 50K a month, which was fantastic. But then I helped him get to $3 million a month, which was unbelievable, right? So at that very moment, I'm like, okay, I need to get on Amazon. Like, this is where it's at. So fast forward, I worked with sellers one-on-one for about close to 5 years. And then I started realizing, okay, I'm making everybody else rich. Like, I need to do this for myself. So then I launched my own Amazon company and did like $635,000 and some change in our first 12 months on Amazon, using all the stuff that I had used previously in other clients' businesses for 5 years. Today I still sell on Amazon, obviously. I work with a bunch of people and I teach people stuff because it's really fun and it's amazing and the stuff works. So that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm excited to share some of the stuff with you.
Fantastic. So just a couple of things to take from that. So you have really quite a deep background in copywriting by the sound of it. That was your original business before you started selling on Amazon. Is that right?
Exactly. I've been copywriting for about a decade.
Great. Okay. So that's good to know, because obviously you have the depth of experience there. And obviously you've been selling on Amazon yourself and it's worked for other people. So so you're known as the copywriting professor. So how did you get that title? What does that mean?
Man, funny story. When I was doing copywriting, I realized like that was kind of something that I was naturally good at and something I enjoyed. So I knew like putting two and two together, I really needed to go all in on that. And then I was like, okay, I can affect, you know, a small group of people working with clients one-on-one, but I could affect a huge group of people. I get so excited, I just knocked my microphone over. I could affect a huge group of people if I taught people how to do this. So then I'm like, well, I was digging around on GoDaddy, and that domain name was like for sale in the auctions for like $20 or something. I'm like, that looks really cool. So then I scooped it up, and ever since I've been phrased as the copywriting professor.
Excellent. I like the story and I like that honest truth. Sometimes it comes down to things being available, right? And that can be true for an Amazon business name as well. Mm-hmm. If you want to name a business and you're ambitious to create a brand and the main URL, what's the word? A domain name is not available, then it's a bit of a no-brainer to use something else. So, right, let's get into the Amazon thing then. So you obviously got a deep background on Amazon. You've got a deep background in copywriting. But one of my questions straight up is just a, you know, rather almost aggressive question is copy even really important? Because I've always thought that it's about the photographs and that's pretty much it. Does copy have any impact on a listing in Amazon?
Awesome question. So I have worked with over 1,000 sellers one-on-one in my career. I've worked with tens of thousands since, but like one-on-one inside of their business, over 1,000. And I've tested everything. I've seen everything. Like, I'm pretty much kind of a dinosaur when it comes to this kind of thing because I've been around forever. And I will tell you that the number one thing when it comes to ROI is the copywriting on your listing and getting them optimized in terms of the format correct. It's not just about words. It's about the format. It's about getting, you know, incentive. incentivizing people to do what you want them to do, whether that's clicking on your title and then converting once they're on your listing. Images are great. They definitely make a difference, but the copy, I'm telling you, is the number one thing. So, absolutely. So, and then I also want to dive in on this too. So I know that you are, you're not, you know, one of us obnoxious Americans. So, but you're selling on Amazon US, right? So one really cool thing that I come to the table with is I know how to speak to Americans, and we are not humble. We are obnoxious. We are really salesy and like belligerent when we buy things. Like, you guys over there are so like reserved and like almost, I would say, passive and like compared to us, and just reasonable and rational. We are not. You cannot speak to us like that, or you will get totally squashed, because we are aggressive here. We don't like, look at me, the way I live. Like, I say, go bigger, go home. Michael was making fun of me because I drink water out of a gallon jug. Like, this is the American lifestyle. I'm not kidding you. So, yeah, I say crazy, weird stuff, and it seems aggressive and salesy, like an infomercial, but it works. So that's another thing, like, when it comes to the copy. If you haven't, like, if you've tried different things and you haven't had a lot of, like, noticeable difference, that alone right there might be why. Because maybe you're trying to sell to big, fat Americans, and we're not listening because you're not being aggressive enough for us, if that makes sense.
Totally. And that's a really, really important point, because a lot of internet marketers, especially British people, we spend our lives listening to American podcasts. We spend our lives, you know, trying to sell to Americans. A lot of people sell only in the UK, but most people who've got a common sense, and I would encourage you, if you're not one of those people, please sell in America. It's so much of a bigger market, without even thinking about the fact that the pound is a valueless, horrible currency because of the Brexit decision. And don't even start me on that. So, so the point is, yeah, we get it. Immersed in American sort of internet marketing culture, but what we forget is that our market consists of Americans who are really different from British people, and we can't just use the same kind of language that we would use with selling to British people, like if we're selling an information product or something to British people. So that's a really, really good reminder that there's a big cultural difference, and we need to respect that, and we need to get in there and go big or go home. I love that thinking. That's a brilliant phrase. That's going to stick with me. So tell us a bit more about why copy is important. I understand that we need to get the right style of copy, but again, to come back to my rather, you know, tricky question, considering you're a copywriter, a bit of an aggressive question, but why should we even make any difference working on the words rather than the photos? Have you got sort of evidence? What is behind that statement?
Definitely. It's a great question. I like the question a lot. So first thing is, the words are what get you to do things. Like, we want to talk about too, like, probably arguably one of the best things you can do on Amazon as a seller is to differentiate your product, right? Because ultimately, if you're going to compete, if your product's going to be very similar to the next guy's product, then you're going to have to compete on things like price, reviews, images, and price and reviews for sure are very difficult to compete on. You should not do that. Do not do that. Images, that's easier to compete on because you can probably get a better image, but still some people aren't going to be swayed by just the image itself. Is it important? Yes. However, the words are what get people to take action and to actually do what you want them to do. So if you can, it's kind of like funneling people. Like, or I'm going to use this analogy because I am a goat farmer. It's like herding my goats. If I want them to go from pen A into pen B, I'm going to funnel them in there, right? Using a format, essentially, of gates, right? I'll have the gates set up in a way that they're going to go through, and then they're going to end up in where I want them. It's the same thing with the copy. So we start with, and I'll get into a little bit more of this, but it starts with the title. What gets them to click on your title over anybody else's? For me, it's the copy, because the copy is different and better. And then once they get on the listing, what gets them to buy? Well, for me, it's my bullet points, because it gets them to convert, because my copy is speaking to them. It's giving them exactly what they want. And it's justifying all of their concerns, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I like the differentiation. So the photos obviously have an impact. but the words are what persuade them to into action. That's a very clear differentiator, and I'd never really thought about it that way, and I've certainly never heard anyone else in the Amazon space talk about it. And I guess because they are not so words focused as you, obviously that's been your livelihood and your passion. So let's get back down to the basics. And what's the first thing to do if I accept the idea that copy is really worth spending time and energy on? Then what's the first thing I need to do? Do I just sit down and write? Do I sort of brainstorm? Or do I do what most people seem to do and just copy the competition's listing and change a few words? Is that a good strategy?
Awesome question. This is my favorite question. So the first thing the thing that you don't do is copy somebody else's, because then you're going to be so close to them that you have to compete on the things that we don't want to compete on, like price and reviews, that kind of thing. So, this is a golden nugget for anybody that wants to figure out copywriting. 90% of copywriting has nothing to do with writing. Okay. I know that sounds weird. It's weird, but hear me out. 90% of copywriting is research. Okay. So start here. Research. Okay. What I do for Amazon listings specifically is I go and I'll look at competitors, so not every competitor, but the ones that are making all the money. That I don't care about anybody else. They don't matter. The ones that are making the most money, I'll look at what they're saying and I'll take whatever nuggets I can from it and I'll just compile that into just a little like document, right? And then more importantly, I'll go into everybody's reviews and I will scour them and see what everyone's saying about the product. Most times they're complaining about what they don't like about it. And then sometimes they are praising what they do like. But more often than not, they're more motivated to complain. That's just the American way. Had to get my jab in, right? So what I'll do then is I'm basically just making fuel for my fire then when it comes to actually compiling the listing. So I'm sure you're familiar with the problem writers have is writer's block. I don't think that exists, because you know what that means? You didn't research enough. Because when you've researched enough, you're exploding with words and things to say and write about. And then you have to really condense it, especially for your Amazon listing. Like, you've got so much stuff, you got to really cut out a lot of it. And you're like, dang, like, I can't get all this good stuff in there because, like, there's not enough room. So first step for sure is to research. Pull whatever you can off your competitors' listings that seems to be working. And then go into the, you know, reviews and see what is causing people to buy or what's causing them to come back and be really upset. And then we start thinking about writing the listings.
Okay, this is very, very interesting. Now, that's one of the reasons that must explain why you are a, you know, highly paid copywriter and the rest of us just kind of do stuff and hope, because I've never really, again, heard anyone talk about researching before writing copy. They do a lot of research for their products, but they don't think about the listing in anything like that sort of depth. So one of the obvious questions, and how do you structure that? Because you, presumably, just like with product research, you could get, as you call it in the States, buried in the weeds. And by the way, talking of the States versus UK, trust me, the UK, we're really, really good at moaning here. I mean, it's a national sport. I think Americans are much more positive. I mean, they're just more aggressive, but British people just kind of very low-key in their praise and pretty big on moaning. So it's no different in that way. But anyway, so coming back to this thing, what's the sort of process so that we don't get stuck in the weeds, as you call it? Because obviously you can spend hours and hours reading the competitive reviews, and I have in the past. And how do we put that together into something that is going to end up with your lovely series of gates to herd our customers into buying?
Awesome. Awesome question. So in my workbook, I really lay out the format. So it starts with understanding the proper format. That's like critical for Amazon, because Amazon is so much different than any other place. So if you were to go to a store in America, like Walmart, I promise you it's not cutthroat. You know, the people aren't screaming at you to buy this or that product like you see on Amazon. Like, it's a lot more chill and relaxed of kind of a deal, but Amazon is just insane. Like, it's so, there's so many people there. People are on their phones when they're buying. They're, some of them, heck, they're probably driving, some of them. So they have, like, they're not even paying attention, and it's just, they don't care. They just want what they want, and that's it, right? So the format is critically important because it's so much different than anything else. It's, it, you can't figure out how to write copy for Amazon from any other, like a general copywriting book, because those rules don't apply. It's so much different. It's like a, almost like a mini infomercial that you only have, you know, 20 seconds to pitch. So the format in my book is definitely, so it starts with the research, right? So you're building your fuel for your fire, and then you get to the format, which I lay out in the book. I could talk about that all day, but we can't. And then you get your keywords, and then you put all of them together using the format, and that's the winning formula right there.
Okay. It's a sort of very mysterious format. We'll talk about that in a bit more detail, but coming back to the a bit more detail and more of a process, what would you say? Let's start off with the opposite end. Instead of what to do, what's the biggest mistake you see people doing with their listing?
That is a fantastic question. Where do I start? I would say if I were to narrow it down to one, like the one biggest mistake with listings I see with their is they don't get the format right. So, and I'll give you a little bit of a taste of that. So, you've seen the all caps and the bullets and that kind of thing. And, you know, HTML in the description, that's not as important, but you've seen that kind of thing. And then the title has, sometimes people use space dash space between keywords. In a major problem I see is that number one in their title. So the two most important places are the title and the bullets. So the title, they will burn unnecessary characters using things, you know, formatting like space dash space, like some of the, you know, programs teach. And then also they won't use all the space available. So depending on your category, I can't say that everything is one size fits all, but for a lot of categories, it's 200 characters. Some it's 100. But like, you got to use all 200, you know, that's to your advantage. And then in the bullets, the formatting, sometimes you'll see like a couple words in the five bullets and you're like, wow, like if you were to sit down next to somebody face to face with them and try to get them to buy your product, having three words in each bullet point is the equivalent of spending 10 seconds to try to sell your product. You know, it's just ridiculous. And then you have the flip side where people use, you know, 500 characters per bullet point. And then you have a huge blob of text that no one's going to sit. Like when people are on Amazon, they're not cozying up next to a fireplace. Like they have a novel in their hand, right? Like it's just, that's just crazy. That's like sitting down next to someone at, you know, face to face and then babbling on and on and on for 35 minutes about your, you know, grill mat. They're going to leave. And if they don't, they're just so checked out. Like, so that right there is the biggest problem I see. I see it all day long. 90% of sellers, honestly, are really bad at that. But yeah.
Excellent. Well, so that tells us what not to do. And I think that's a very, very valuable lesson in itself, because a lot of people are doing those exact things. You see it all over the place. The space dash space thing in the title, ridiculously short bullets, and crazily long bullets. So what is a better process to do that then? So how do we deal with writing a title for starters then? Let's just look at that. Cause obviously you said the title is very important. It's obviously important. It's the only thing apart from anything else that people are going to see before they've actually clicked on our listing. Right. So what's the best way? Do we just stuff it with keywords, or do we go to the opposite extreme and just put a few important keywords or what you think are important? How do we handle that sort of conundrum?
That's a great, great question. So the title is 50% of your listing in terms of optimization. And that's a pretty strong thing to say, but it is, because think about this. When you're in the search results, when your listing is, who cares where it is? Let's say it's result number three for your main keyword, or it's result number nine. Doesn't matter. People are so scroll happy that being number three and number nine is the same difference as long as you're on page one. And if you don't believe me, do like a Jungle Scout or some sort of search, and you'll see that sometimes, a lot of times, number nine is making more money than number three anyway. So here's why. It starts with people got to click on your listing. If they don't click on your listing, you already lost. So when it comes to keywords in your title, you have to have them, or else you don't get, you know, indexed for those searches and you don't get the traffic. So you have to have it. However, like, if you think about it, your competitor probably is going after a lot of those keywords too, right? So your competitor probably has a very similar title if you're going to go head to head on those keywords. So then what are people going to look at? They're not going to look at the title because that it's a horse apiece, right? It's the same difference. They're going to look at the price probably and the reviews and then maybe the images. Those are things that are way harder to compete on. So I focus on what can I do to get my title clicked on? Because that's the number one goal of the title. So I shouldn't say the number one. It's so close. Getting it clicked on and then getting your keywords indexed are there are two goals for your title, but you have to do both. So number one is getting your keywords, the best keywords in there, yes. But then how do you get it clicked on? That comes down to benefits. So you have to have some benefits in the title also, or else people just won't click on it, right? Because keywords don't get to buy people to buy stuff. If I was selling a grilling mat and I just said grill mat, you know, grilling, surface, whatever, like that doesn't get me out of bed to go to the store to buy it. But if I said grill mat keeps your, let's say, I'm saying like one of those grill mats that you go underneath the grill, keeps your deck from getting, you know, ruined or something, just spitballing. Like that's actually valuable to me because then I won't have to redo my deck, right? So anyway, that my grill sits on. You get the point.
The main thing that struck me is that you're talking about the title not just as keywords and not just as a description, but actually you're trying to sell people on why they should have the product rather than just what it is, which is makes total sense now you say it, but I've never really heard anyone else say that. Is that right? Am I understanding correctly here?
Exactly. So if you think about it this way, what's the goal of the title? The goal of the title is to get your listing clicked on. Whether that you have a PPC ad that they're seeing or if it's an organic result, the goal of the title. So first of all, you got to get indexed, right? Get to page one. That's great. But then it's got to get clicked on or else it's doing you no good. You've already lost. It's no different than, you know, a subject line in an email that you send out. If someone doesn't open the email, it does no good. Or it's no different than if you send somebody a letter in the mail. If they don't open the letter, they throw it in the trash. It does no good, right? It's the same principle. So the title, you got to get it. Like the point is you're herding your goats. You're herding them to get clicked on so that they can see your listing and then buy.
Makes total sense. I really like the analogy with the email opening, because that's another thing that a lot of people do really, really wrong is they get obsessed with the copy in the email itself. And then, of course, they don't think about the fact that your headline has to do the job of getting it opened. Otherwise, everything else is irrelevant. So that really makes a lot of sense to me. But it's very kind of radical to me to hear that in an Amazon context. So that's very interesting. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping sadly at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple, to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the mastermind where I share the latest ticks tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.